Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning. Come on, come on. Hey, Brian B. Signing, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 61. And currently, cousins, it's 31. Clear skies in the Power and Light District.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Girl Scouts Day?
Oh, I'm hungry.
Cookies ain't gonna suffice. You need a whole meal.
I need a chicken sandwich or something right now. But don't worry, cousins. We gonna feed you this morning on Hustle and Shine. And I can't wait to see what D got in TMG coming up.
Yeah, well, because TMG is at your 23s. Actress Maya Campbell opens up about dating Tyrese. And then Terrence Howard says he had a chance to date Beyonce back in the day.
Oh, no. He gonna do that to himself? Oh, man.
We'll dive into it.
On your Throwback Thursday, D, let's go back to 2007. Lloyd, get a shorty, Hustle Shine in the Morning. Let's go.
I can't sit back and let this moment slip away. Cause I got my eye on you. I see you looking over your shoulder. Let me make my way over. Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? Your body looking right, get a type I like and I'm pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over? All I really want is for you to back it up, go and put your weight on it. Cause it's all right. Do what you wanna, make me believe it. Ooh, I wanna see you. Hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
No matter how much you've accomplished before, live and act today as if you're starting fresh. The great work you've already done doesn't give you an excuse to take anything for granted. Sure, you have skills, experiences, and connections that are priceless. Yet, their value will quickly deteriorate if you fail to maintain and create new value with them. No achievement gives you permission to hold off on achieving anything further. Indeed, every achievement obligates you to bring even more goodness to life. It's easy to get arrogant about what you've accomplished, but it's a whole lot more useful to yourself and others when you can be humbled by the good things you've done. Certainly, achievement provides you lots of advantages. Employ those advantages to tackle even greater challenges, not to hide from your potential. You've done some great things, and that's wonderful. Now is your chance to start fresh and do much more. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 60. Currently, it is 31. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. The late Pop Smoke's brother is sharing his thoughts on those who claim to love his brother when he was alive but haven't checked up on his family.
The people that y'all would think should be tapping in, not tapping in. You know, academics already had an interview with Fabio, already ran down on him on the internet. When you say you love, like, for instance, if I was to die right now, my friends don't come support my mom or my family ever, that's an issue.
He ain't lying.
Yeah. And we kind of hear the same thing a lot when it comes to celebrities. I know we talked about Bernie Mac's daughter the other day, just mentioning some things actually happened behind the scenes where people act like they love her pops and they loved him when he was here, but they were sneak dissing. So yeah, it's different. Another news, gospel singer Erica Campbell, love her from Mary Mary. Oh, I can't wait to meet her one day. We got to have her on Hustle and Shine in the morning. But
oh, I got
to
play you an interview I had.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
How long ago was?
Like 10 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I love them. Oh, I can't wait. Well, she speaks on parenting and allowing your children to just make their mistakes.
Your kids going to go through things that you're going to break your heart. My mama told me, she said, you're going to hit some brick walls that I don't want you to hit. And I can't stop you, but I will be there with a Band-Aid.
Facts. You know, I was thinking about, that's a different type of heartbreak. I don't know if I want to experience my kids breaking my heart, but I think it's inevitable because they're going to have to learn.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here wondering, I'm going back in my timeline. I'm like, have I ever broken my parents' heart? Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly, seriously, having a hard time thinking of a time because I've always tried to be an exemplary son to all three of my parents, including my second mother. So I don't know if I broke their hearts or not. I hope I didn't. My bad.
Like you said, it's inevitable because I feel like your first heartbreak is going to come from your parents. I just feel like most of the time, and your heartbreak might not even be that big of a deal. They told you was going to Disney World for your third birthday and you didn't go. Now your heart's broken because now you're getting a dose of the real world.
But that's the opposite.
And knowing, what do you mean?
Well, they're breaking your heart.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that that's an example.
Okay, because when you go there, I've had my heart broken a million times.
Right. You know how many times we've probably been disappointed by our parents, but I'm sure we've disappointed them in maybe something smaller to us.
Winter/spring of 97, I was supposed to go to the New Edition concert with, I forgot who else was with them here in Kansas City. Oh, yeah, we're going to go. Of course we didn't go. All the Jordans that I had promised me.
I learned early. All right, OG.
Yeah, right,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, so as long as you get through it, that's all that matters, cousins.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103G.
One of the unfortunate things, I mean, there's many unfortunate things going on with the gas and everything. I done seen gas shoot up $1 over the past 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But another one of the things that I don't think that enough people are talking about or that we're thinking about is harvesters. And, they have food that they need to distribute to people. And that takes a lot of diesel fuel.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some of these gas prices are affecting how some people get some food.
Oh, no, we probably, well, let's put it like this, half starved to death.
When we buy food, we're not buying it at the grocery store. We're buying it by the truckload. So that is a part of that cost equivalent is the freight to get that food.
So Harvester's fleet is on the road every day. And they work with 600 agencies and food pantries across its service area D. And the food bank either delivers to its partner agencies or pick up the share of donations from Harvester's distribution centers. So there's a lot of moving parts with this. And the gas prices definitely affect the bottom line with anything, specifically when it comes to harvesters.
Yeah, that's awful. I didn't even think about that.
Me neither.
Especially the diesel fuel is even way more than the unleaded and the premium. So just to factor all of that in and getting people the food that they need, it doesn't sound good.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103J.
D, this is an audio of some of the sounds outside of the Leavenworth City Commission as they voted Tuesday night to grant private prison company Core Civic a special use permit to operate an ICE detention facility in the city, ending a costly legal battle through the courts, though the courts have not yet fully resolved this case, D. Now, the mayor, Nancy Botter, who voted yes, she acknowledged the tension between her personal feelings and her role as an elected official. She says she agreed with her fellow commissioner, former Mayor Holly Pittman, who said her yes vote didn't equal an endorsement of Core Civic. So what you vote yes for then?
I'm representing the city. If I wasn't, I probably would be there with the protesters. My son lives in Minneapolis. I don't like what ICE has done there. We can't afford to keep fighting Core Civic. another thing. We're just a small town.
We would be happy canceling it from here on out. Now, the two parties of the attorney, the teams of attorneys will have to get together and figure that out. But nobody's going to pull any wool over the city's eyes in terms of how it should be operated.
We need to move on and make sure the people that are detained here are protected and taken care of.
We need to move on.
Well, it sounds like they ran out of money to fight it. It's not. It doesn't sound like they just gave up saying that we had the resources. It just sounds like if they want to keep their job, they got to move on and just handle it on the back end and take care of the people properly. That's what it sounds like they have to do.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the final verdict in all of this or whatever with their resolution and what they have to do. But I just... Why is money the determining factor in everything? I know that's probably a dumb question because we're in America or whatever, but it's like, do we not see
too far gone from that?
Do we not see the deterioration of people and how some people are being treated here and y'all okay with that? Like, D, they had people being thrown out.
You need to look at your city regulations. This is not going to help. Core Civic is going to kill your city. Core Civic and ICE. It will be your fault when people die at this facility. The time is not a year from now. It's right now.
And I feel like a lot of people feel that exact same way. That's why they had to throw out like two or three people, dog, in that meeting that they had the other day. But
yo, what up? This your boy Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Big love to all the cousins tapping the Hot 103 Jams app, or you're listening the traditional way in your car. You're riding down 435 right now. Be cool. It's okay. You're going to get to work on time. You're riding on I-35 by Johnson Drive. Now you know. Them police be over there. You better... But we appreciate you no matter how you tapping in and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank us for making us a part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins that's on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook live stream. You want to see us in studio, we're live in full effect and on Twitter and Twitch, too.
Shout out to Brian B. Shining, Instagram.
Instagram, the IG, too. And big love to Kiara Jenkins, Anthony Valentine, Stacey Davis, Kim Humphrey. We appreciate you all always tapping in with us. Then the Hustle and Shine text line, B, it's been thumping all morning long. Shout out to who we got first. Shout out to Denisha and her sisters. Big love for one of our cousins from the 816 saying, love you cousins every morning. Bring joy as I go into work for your cousin. So, yeah, we appreciate you. That's Stacey Vaughn. Thank you, cousin. Big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. That was sent from Chef Taco. Shout out to Sanaya. Have a good last day before spring break starts. Oh, it's that time, huh? Shout out to Sax Man C-Note. Hope you have a good day. Also to son CJ. Have a good day and just peace and blessings to everyone on this good Thursday. Kelsey Pullum, shout out to you. And shout out to your daughter, Khalees Minor. Lachey Shepherd, hey cousin, good morning to you as well. Hope you all have an amazing day. Glad you all made it to work safe. May you be blessed and highly favored. I know that's right. Anthony Drow, appreciate you. Stacey Davis, Daniel Vett. And then always, Rich Harris in the comments, always sending us some love. And on the Twitter side, you know, Brandon Blake is always holding it down. We appreciate everybody, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:23 on your time, high up 60. Currently, it's 31. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Singer Ari Lennox, she speaks on her perspective on love has completely changed the older she's gotten.
It's a shame. I gave them so much time and there were sweet energies that I didn't. Now I see those sweet energies getting married and starting families. I'm just like, dang, that probably could have been me if I recognized the security in those individuals at the time. A lot of the sweeter energies that I felt like weren't for me, I felt I could see myself falling asleep a little bit on the phone. So I don't know if that's like, if boring is good or not. Like, I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Wow.
That's a good question at the end.
It is?
Boring, yes, because some people have different definitions of what boring is. So if you feel like boring,
it's peace.
That's what I'm saying. So some people, that just might mean, what does that mean to you? Is boring just somebody that doesn't go out? Is boring somebody that has terrible conversation? Is boring non-toxic? That's what I'm thinking about is they're not stimulating you. Yeah. That's what I assume she meant. I don't think she meant going out because she don't seem like that type of girl.
Well, I mean... Okay. Well, she did mention, like, talking on the phone. She's like, am I going to go to sleep talking on the phone with
That's
you?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought about mentally stimulating. You're just boring.
Her music is boring. So it's like, how's she going to, like, what we talk about?
How you going to take a dig at her because she being vulnerable?
I mean, it's true.
Like, what?
It's true. I'm just saying, because, well,
she can't talk about her feelings.
This could have been avoided. Y'all, you mean
how?
To tell me, y'all can't see stuff ahead of time, D, with some men or whoever you dealing with? Y'all can't see it ahead of time, y'all. Come on. He out here.
Didn't you just say the other day a red flag wasn't a big deal?
No, I didn't say that.
You were saying, well, everybody be saying people have red flags. You can't give up on people. I look at it from lens of you not giving up on people. You see people have a troubled past and you just like, I'm gonna love him, he cool. Or I'm gonna love her, she cool. Or whatever. And then you realize a year in, you know what? This person might be toxic. So I do agree with you saying.
It takes you a year to figure that out, man.
You think people show their true colors within 3 days?
Yeah, I don't need to see. I can see your true colors. You don't have to show them. There are.
He got the Ray-Bans on, y'all.
No, for real. There are signs that you just don't ignore.
I agree. Like I agree with you.
Like if they send you the same text message for like a week or something like that.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful.
You know,
good morning.
You know they probably send it to somebody else or four other girls or something like that. It's just, you know, and I'm not trying to put the pressure on her to, you know, pressure? Not be a young woman or whatever, because you got to go through these experiences.
That's why I
said
you
got to
go through some of that.
But boring, when you call somebody boring, mm-hmm. when they're peaceful, that says more about you than them.
And that's true. I like that piece right there. Speaking about dating, actress Maya Campbell, she's been doing way better. You know, she's been battling addiction for several years, but now she's doing so good. She's been doing interviews, and the reporter had asked her about her old relationship when she was dating Tyrese.
Came all the way out to Philly just to see me, and I got a little nervous, and he mentioned some other girl's name while we were making out. That was kind of the point where we stopped reaching out to each other as much.
That sucks.
How you mess up your shot like that, Tyrese?
What more do you want from me? But
she said she also thinks she didn't know why he did it. She was like, did he do it on accident or did he do it to kind of let me know that it was other people in the picture? Because, you know, realistically, people kind of try to play games and do all type of stuff. Have you ever said anybody's wrong name before? It's a safe space.
Yes.
I just want my baby.
My bad. What was the moment
that was happening?
Because I can't do that.
I said the wrong person's name before, but it wasn't that deep. But I did.
It ain't what y'all think it is. But
it wasn't like he was in a moment.
I'll tell you off air. Maybe if y'all go to the Instagram live on Brian B. Shining, maybe I'll do it then. But nah.
I just want my baby.
I made a mistake.
I'm gonna have to chime in on the Instagram live. He didn't replace me with the Instagram live.
No,
y'all.
I didn't.
Or wait, I said it the wrong way.
No, I didn't.
I just was telling them on the stream. I said I can't even talk to Brian no more, y'all.
Stop.
I gotta get on Instagram live like the rest of everybody.
Congratulations.
So I'm gonna chime in on the Instagram live so I can actually find out the story.
She's trying to get in my business, y'all.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
See, I refuse to get on an airplane right now or anytime soon.
You say that like you wouldn't refuse, period.
You ain't lying about that. But the TSA lines, they're about to get a whole lot worse. Have you seen any of the video or pictures of?
I did.
Yeah, people are outside of y'all in the parking lots.
Yes, in the garage.
Insecurity.
Yes.
That's crazy. So they're feeling the squeeze of the latest government shutdown. It could translate into longer lines at the airports across the country once agents start missing paychecks. And that starts tomorrow. The Department of Homeland Security hasn't been funded for 25 days, D, as Democrats demand some accountability for the president's unpopular immigration crackdown. Now, some DHS personnel, including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, continue to be paid due to the One Big Beautiful Bill. But TSA officers are among those who have to work without paychecks until there's a deal. So far, the White House and Republicans have not relented. And it's as the world turns. This is like a big ass soap opera with the government, bro. We're paying ICE agents, but we're not paying people at the airport. What are we doing?
Right, what's going on? But I mean, we ask that question every single day. Marvin Gaye couldn't be even more true.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Me and B was just having this conversation about romantic movies, music, and TV shows. Now, I stumbled across this survey, and it reveals Americans, heavy on the Americans, y'all, favorite romantic music, movies, and TV shows.
Hey.
Now, there's a list of top three bedroom songs. And the first is your boy, The Weeknd. Earned It. The second is Pony by Ginuwine. And
Pony? In a bedroom? Are you sick? What type of people are they? What?
Duh.
Pony?
No, Pony's
let's
not gonna
take a time out. Nah, we not for the rush through this. Let's take a time. Who played, when you trying to... You know, when you're trying to.
I thought she was going to. Okay.
When you're trying to. Da, 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 da. When you're trying to. You know, fellas, when you're trying to. Run, 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 you're not playing Ginuwine Pony, bro. We're not. Who are they surveying for this?
That's the questions they don't. And, you know, we don't know.
Pony,
all of that.
Ginuwine?
The third song going to piss you off. Ed Sheeran, Perfect. But I said Americans.
No. We need a moment of silence. Y'all know who they surveyed.
I said Americans.
Y'all know who they surveyed.
And it also said 39% maintain 39% of people. Maintain a dedicated romantic playlist, which I told you I'm a part of that 39%. Because I think you should have a playlist. Light a candle. If you just want to chill at home, you want to clean up the house, light that candle and get the music cracking.
I got playlists by accident.
That's because you a DJ.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
I got an R&B shining playlist. I got my steppers playlist. I got...
Right. We know you got all the playlists.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I interesting.
Mm.
And then some romantic movies. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, God.
Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman was a great movie.
This
I don't consider that a romantic thing.
I've never seen any.
I mean, I don't expect you to see. I don't. I hope you've seen Titanic. Titanic's on his list. You should at least watch Titanic.
Never. I would never watch that.
Okay.
Would you ever go on
a cruise? Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Oh, I'm just good. Curious.
We took one trip on a boat. I don't want to take another one.
Yeah, that seems deep. I don't think I'm built for that. Yeah, but, yeah. So, I don't know about that. When I think of black rom-coms, at least, I mean, I'm thinking of Love and Basketball.
They weren't thinking of it, clearly.
Right. We're going to talk about it. But, you know, Love and Basketball is really a terrible movie if you really look at the plot. Like, he really settled for her. It was just really awful.
Love and Basketball?
Yeah. It was really like a terrible plot. Brown Sugar was my movie. I love Taye Diggs.
A good black love movie.
And I mean, it was so
Jason's Lyric. There we go.
Yeah.
Even though at the end, it got kind of violent at the end, but it was a happy ending, kind of, sort of.
Just Right had a decent ending.
Oh, I saw that movie at the theater.
That was Queen Latifah. That was after 2010.
That's the basketball movie.
Yes, with Paula Patton.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went on a date to go see that movie.
Oh,
I remember that.
Period. Okay. How Stella Got a Groove Back could be considered one, too.
No.
Hey.
No, stop.
Get your groove back, auntie.
It's going to be like the dude at the dude who was in Life, and he took off the role. And now, Stella, you know what I'm talking about? You know what part I'm talking about? Mm-mm. You don't? When he took his robe off?
Damn.
When they was dancing with all the people at the party in Jamaica.
I can imagine it, because just how the way you're laughing about it, I'm not, it's not hitting right now, but I believe you. I'm with you when you're right. But yeah, those are the romantic comedies. We ain't gonna take too much more of your time, cousin.
Text us some more of your romantic. Where are your favorite, some of your favorite rom-coms, cousins?
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time, high up 59. Currently it is 34, sunny skies and Swopel. Actor Terrence Howard is spilling a little tea. I don't know if he really realizes it or not, but he mentions that he could have dated Beyonce, but back in the day, he was actually dating a different Destiny's Child.
I had a chance to date Beyonce, you know, early on, and we had a conversation, and I ended up talking to the other girl inside of, you know, Destiny, the girl with the blue eyes. I remember Beyonce looking over at me, and I think that's why she picked me to do that dance when she did the tease dance that we did at BET's or whatever. There was a moment in which I felt something there. But,
with Beyonce?
Yeah, but that was long before she was with Jay-Z. That was very, very long ago.
No, it wasn't. Why is he lying like that? That was in the middle of their relationship, because they did Cater to You, and that was when they had three members instead of four. Mm. Why is he lying like that? Her and Jay-Z was well involved
in 2005. When the
they
BT,
were well involved right. at that point. What are we talking about?
Well,
Terrence
regardless,
Howard?
He said that
you ain't had no
said.
Chance either, dog. Stop with that widow's peak.
Yikes.
Don't do that. Well, stop lying to yourself.
Some other headlines for you. According to TMZ, one source closely tied to the family of course, Michael Jackson, it says that Michael Jackson's siblings got into a phone disagreement.
Come on, let's get into it, D.
I'm sure that phone call will drop soon. Now, we're being told that Janet Jackson was very critical of the film while being on the phone with Jermaine. And it's noting that Jermaine's son, of course, is the star starring as Michael. But their conflict appears to just run deeper than the movie. Now, that's all we have been told from TMZ. So
I'm taking Janet's side. I don't care what they're reporting, because Jermaine Jackson is a cancer to the Jackson family.
Yikes.
You ain't never heard this? His diss to Michael Jackson?
I'm knowledgeable about it.
This is the diss he made to his own brother, Michael Jackson, y'all, because he was jealous.
The siblings can't beef a little bit?
No, you cannot beef with your brother. You can't be jealous over your brother because he's successful and you not. You tried your solo career. You suck. You can't sing. You are the worst Jackson singer in the entire family. You're the worst dancer. You're the worst one who plays the bass. You can't do nothing. You didn't add nothing. That's why Joe beat you down when you was young.
Get B. I think you need a break.
Jermaine Jackson got the most whoopings out of Jackson kids because he was the worst one. Michael Marlon!
Well, considering who their daddy was, he was handing out a plethora of whoopings.
And Jermaine Jackson married Randy Jackson's baby mama, dog. His little brother's baby mama. He married her. Jermaine Jackson did all this. He is a cancer to the Jackson family. And LaToya, you can get it too.
Well, I guess we was looking for a missing Jackson. We got it right here. Last news for you. I don't know if you know, cousins, but A Different World is preparing for a sequel series. I'm excited for it. Jada Pinkett Smith actually posted a picture that she'll be playing, of course, her role as Lena James on the reboot of the hit show. So I am very excited to see when this drops. There's no reports of when it will, but
I love that show.
Yeah, just stay tapped in because, I mean, I can't wait to watch that. Yeah, perfect. Let's end it like this. Yeah.
Come on, sing it.
I know my parents loved me.
Say uh-huh. What?
Standing behind the car when they
talk to me now.
I know now that I'm ready.
Birthday's Pisces is celebrating you. Hustle and shine in the morning. Sing it in your cars. Come on.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
Ooh. From where you come from. The city is now.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those empathetic, spiritual, and creative Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it a happy birthday to R&B singer Sharifa. Happy birthday to actor Troy Wimbush. Send us a big birthday love to hip-hop and R&B recording artist B. Smith. A major happy birthday to entertainer, singer, and dancer, one of the Jackson 5. Happy birthday to Marlon Jackson. A major happy heavenly birthday to actor known for his role as Shona on The Last Dragon. Happy heavenly birthday to Julius Carey. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, actress and comedian Lunel.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Candace Caldwell, Tony LaBelle Clarkson Jr., and Benita Bustos. Happy birthday, Antoinette Kristen, Susan Lucci, and Evelyn Denise Curry. Plus, sending birthday love to Jay Evans, Hale Rail, Herman Burks, and everybody else born on March 12th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, what you doing?
Hey, I'm just waiting to go to my sewing class.
Oh, period.
Okay. What type of air freshener you got in your car?
I got Caribbean Colada and Sweet Ginger Spritz.
Oh, see, I like a good combination, yeah, D. I like to mix air fresheners like Kool-Aid packets.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Yeah, it smells real good, too.
We got a shot to get you qualified to win a $500 shopping spree for prom. You got a niece or a daughter or somebody in your life that can maybe a benefit from that?
Yes.
All right, we'll go ahead and finish these lyrics so you can get qualified.
Beginner's love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we go on
as I live.
Come on.
You will be my first love.
Oh, baby.
My first love.
As long as I live. There we go, cousin.
Yeah.
All right, you would now qualify
you
for a chance. Speak for yourself. I thought I hit a note too. You sounded pretty good, cousin. You are now qualified for that $500 shopping spree for prom. And you said you do have somebody in mind that can benefit from that, it sounds like?
Yes, I have a nephew that's actually graduating in high school this year. And I would definitely love to be able to get them that.
Yeah, that's, see, that's perfect right there. Because prom is right around the season. So, yeah, fingers crossed that you get that hookup.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
I want to do GLs with Hustle and Shine.